Good evening, everybody. I would like to declare this meeting open at 5:30. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Woolman people as the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today, and pay respects to elders past and present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. To ensure clarity, please turn on your microphone when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. Leave of absence. We've got an apology from Councillor Andrew Riley. Council is requested to consider a leave of absence request from Eugene Smalberger for the period 3 July 26 to 19 July 26. Council is requested to consider a leave of absence request from Councillor Andrew Riley for the period 23 April 26 to 5 June 26. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Van Heerden, seconder Councillor Kessler. That Council grants Eugene Smalberger leave of absence for the period 3 July 26 to 19 July 26, and that Council grants Andrew Riley a leave of absence for the period 27 May to 5 June 26. Anyone wants to speak to for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. We've got no disclosures of interest. Public question time. Public question time is limited to a total of 15 minutes of duration, except by consent of the person presiding. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes duration to speak, except by consent of the person presiding. We've got responses to previous questions that was taken on notice. It's all an agenda if you want to read through that. Any new questions? If you want to have a question, come forward, state your name and your address before you ask your question. Anyone has got something? Nothing? Move on. Confirmation of the minutes. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor McPherson. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday 29 April be confirmed as true record of proceedings. Anyone want to speak for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. Item 8.1, Local Emergency Management Committee, 18 May 26. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrot, seconder Councillor Prandtl, that the minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on Monday 18 May 26 be received. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? Carried 6-0. Item 9.1.1, waiver of waste disposal fees, Armoyne Campground Bushfire Recovery. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder, Councillor Van Heerden. That Council approves the waiver of landfill disposal fees for the value of $930 associated with bushfire recovery waste for Armoyne Campground, and that authorises disposal of up to 5-6 cubes, ski bins, bushfire-related waste at the landfill at no charge. Would anyone like to speak to this item? I was the only comment I had on it. I would like to see that these people actually come see what is recyclable before this goes to landfill, and that it actually gets sorted properly between metal and whatever it is. Can we put that to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. Item 9.1.2, Walking Snakes Line Dancing Facility Hire Waiver Request. Can I get a councillor mover for this item? Councillor Carrot, seconder. Councillor McPherson. That council approve the request from Walking Snakes Line Dancing to waive $235 of facility hire fees for the use of the Boddington Town Hall once a week for 12 months to conduct the line dancing classes for residents of Boddington during 25-26. waive 1,645 of facility hire fees for the use of the Boddington Town Hall once per week for 12 months to conduct the line dancing classes for residents of Boddington during the 26-27 until May 31 May 27. Does anyone like to speak to this item? Councillor Brandel can go first.
Yeah, I think that's it's something we can do with the old town hall, as at the moment it doesn't get used at all, and hopefully it takes off and lots of townies will have a good time there.
Thank you, Hans. Councillor McPherson.
I was just going to say it's good to see another activity in town for people. Hopefully we can encourage a few more to come in.
Thank you, Ian. Anyone else? Can we put this to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. Item 9.1.3, exemption application to keep more than the prescribed number of dogs at 35 Johnson Street, Boddington. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder Councillor Brandel.
Madam President, I'd like to move an amendment.
Can you read your amendment?
The amendment would be to dot A, the approval is valid till the 27th of May 2027.
Can I get a seconder for Councillor Carrots, Councillor Kessler? Can we vote that this becomes a substantial? Carried 6-0. I'll read the new item. Maybe I will. Approve the exemption to keep more than the prescribed number of dogs at 35 Johnson Street subject to the following conditions. There's seven conditions. I'm not going to read them all for you. Anyone wants to speak for or against this item? Can I put it to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. Item 9.2.1, request for extension of Moorts Road closure and revised realignment. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrots, a seconder, Councillor McPherson. That Council supports community consultation being undertaken on South 32 Worsley Alumina request for Moorts Road to remain closed until 30 April 29 for a period of no less than 14 days. With a further report and results on the consultation to be presented to the June 26 Ordinary Council meeting. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 6-0. Item 9.2.2, Boddington Future Fund. Can I get a mover and a seconder to read this item? Councillor Kessler, Councillor Brandel. The Council endorses the two-stream approach outlined in this report in these two attachments and approve the following stakeholders to be invited to form a working group to progress the formation of the community charity with memberships that include as a minimum three representatives of the Shire of Boddington, being the Shire President, Deputy President, and the Chief Executive Officer, one representative of Newmont Boddington Gold, South 32, Worsley Alumina, Boddington Community Resource Centre, Boddington Lions Club, Boddington High School, and the Aboriginal Reference Group. Note that an allocation of approximately $15,000 is required for the initial formation pathway of the Boddington Future Fund, including consultation, governance, and legal support, with a provision to be included in the 26-27 budget. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Oh, this item four, sorry. Request that the Chief Executive offer provide a further report to Council on the outcomes of the formation process, including proposed governance arrangements prior to any formal endorsement of the community charity by the Shire. Would somebody like to speak to that? Councillor Brandl.
Yeah, I think it's important that we start to get ready for when the mines are leaving town. This gives us obviously a reasonable amount of time to get something organised. And yeah, I think it's the right step.
Thank you, Councillor Brandl. Anyone else? Can I put it to a vote? All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.2.3, Local Housing Strategy 2025 to 2030 Implementation. Can I get a mover and a seconder to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder Councillor Carrot. That Council endorsed the implementation strategy for the delivery of priority projects identified in the Local Housing Strategy 25 to 30, using the 1.1 million allocated budget by progressing the construction of up to 2 independent living units, using remaining funds for residential land acquisition to support future housing delivery, and pursuing external grant funding and partnership opportunities to support future housing construction and the Pollard Street subdivision. Note that any project-specific decisions requiring Council approval will be presented to Council before implementation, including matters relating to design, procurement, land acquisition, expenditure, and policy actions. Would anyone like to speak to this? Can we put it to a vote? All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.2.4, Swimming Pool Enhancement Plan 26 to 36. Can I get a mover and a seconder to read the item? Councillor Van Heerden and Councillor Kessler. That Council endorse the progression of the Swimming Pool Enhancement Plan 2026 to 2036, adopting Implementation Option 2 as the preferred approach for the stage improvement of the Boddington Swimming Pool Precinct over the next 10 years. Anyone would like to speak to this item? Councillor McPherson.
Yeah, I think this is a good way to go ahead and improve the swimming pool area for everyone, because it's obviously very well used in the town.
Thank you, Councillor McPherson. Anyone else would like to speak to that? Can we put it to a vote? All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.3.1, payment listing. Can I get a mover and seconder? Councillor Carrots, Councillor Van Heerden. That Council received the list of payments for the month ending 30 April 26 as presented. Would anyone like to speak to the item? Can we put it to a vote? All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Kessler, Councillor Brandl, that Council received the financial statements as presented for the period ending 30 April 2026. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.3.3, differential rates 2026-2027. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Councillor Brandl, Councillor Carrot. That Council adopts the following rates in the dollar and minimum rates for the differential rate category specified for 2026-2027. Adopts the Shire of Boddington Statement of Objects and Reasons as contained in Attachment 9.3.3a. Advertises the proposed differential rates for a period of 21 days in accordance to the Section 6.361 of the Local Government Act 1995. Notes any submissions received in response to items 1 and 2 above will be presented to Council for consideration to a future Council meeting. Anyone would like to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All four, carried 6-0. Item 9.3.4, write off outstanding debt. Debitors. Okay, doesn't sound right. Can we get a mover and seconder? Councillor Carrots, Councillor Brandl. that council approves the write-off of the following bad debts totaling $73. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Put it to a vote, all four, carried 6-0. Item 9.3.5, adoption of council policies, fraud, corruption and misconduct and public interest disclosure, whistleblower. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Kessler, Councillor Van Heerden, that council adopts the council policy, fraud, corruption and misconduct as attached in item 9.3.5A to establish a framework for preventing, detecting, reporting and responding to fraud, corruption and misconduct, and adopts the council policy, public interest disclosure, as attached item 9.3.5b, to establish a framework for the receipt, management and protection of disclosures of suspected wrongdoing. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Put it to a vote, all four, moved 6-0. Item 9.3.6, enterprise resource program implementation. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor McPherson and Councillor Carrots. That council reaffirmed the allocation of $450,000 identified in the strategic resource plan over two financial years for the Enterprise Resource Program project and approved the allocation of $250,000 in the 2026 annual budget for procurement and project planning associated with the implementation of the Shire ERP project. Approve allocation of $100,000 in the 26-27 annual budget for workforce capacity associated with the project, recognizing that this resourcing is critical for successful project delivery. Note that a further provision of $100,000 is forecast within the 27-28 financial year to support financial final implementation of the ERP system. Anyone wants to speak to that item? Carried. Moved. Can we put it to a vote? 6-0. Item 9.3.7, fees and charges. Can we get a mover and a seconder? Councillor McPherson, Councillor Prandtl. That council adopt the proposed schedule of fees and charges for 26-27 as contained in attachment 9.3.7A. And provide local public notice in accordance with Section 6.19 and the Local Government Act 1995 for a minimum of 7 days to take effect from 1 July 2026. Note that all residential housing rental increases are to apply after tenants have been given 60 days notice, as required by the Residential Tenancies Act 1987 WA. Somebody want to speak to that? Put it to a vote. All four, carried 6-0. I declare this meeting closed at 5:45. 48, sorry.